Come fly with Global Air Force.
And as a natural response, I just kind of looked up above, and I saw the area filled with angels. Some were dancing, they were singing, they were playing instruments. It was the most amazing sight I had ever seen in my life. And I thought, what in the world is going on? Am I just imagining this? Is this real?
And here's your host, Dr. James F. Rome.
Praise God. It is another beautiful day. I thank you for tuning in to Global Radio today. Our last program, we featured the guest Gary Oates, and he's the author of a book that's been quite popular, Open My Eyes, Lord. Hi, Gary.
Hi, Jim.
It's great to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's great to be back.
In the last program, you were talking to us about seeing visions of angels, and then finally you got into the presence of God and you saw how sinful you were. I'd like to hear about that.
Well, I had a real encounter with the Lord. It was in Brazil. I saw him in close proximity, and he was shining so brightly, and the radiance of his glory was penetrating me, and I felt like I was going to die. You know, sinfulness can't stand in the presence of God. There are a lot of issues in our lives that we're constantly dealing with that God wants us to be free from. And the more that we allow Him to come in, the more those issues that we've been dealing with begin to leave our lives. And so when I had this encounter with the Lord, I was so acutely aware of my sinfulness that it brought terror to me, and I was crying out, God, forgive me, God, forgive me. And I honestly know that there was total forgiveness, because I received a measure of infilling that day like I had never experienced before. More of Him came into my life, and as more of Him came in, more of the garbage began to leave my life.
Mm-hmm.
And That was our last day in that one city. We went to another city, and the first church service that night, again, the presence of God was so strong, and the worship was just incredible. And at one point, the worship leader motioned over to the drummer to begin to play the drums, and he played a drum solo. Now, I had never heard a drum solo before. This was really strange to me, and I thought, what in the world is this? The intensity kept building, and the presence of God kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And so I said, God, what is this? And God spoke to me, warfare. And then He said, open your eyes. Well, I opened my eyes, and I looked, and right behind the platform where the ceiling and the walls come together, I saw a large number of warrior angels come into the room. They were wearing a metallic-looking armor, and they had these bright, shiny, two-edged swords. They were swinging these swords like crazy, and there were these black blobs in different places around in the church, and these warrior angels would come, and they would hit that blob with a sword, and it would instantly disappear. And it was like, boom, I mean, like dive bombers just coming down, going all the way through and out the back of the church. Well, I thought, I'm losing my mind. I mean, I'm going crazy. I couldn't wait till afterward. I asked the worship leader, I said, what was happening when the drummer was playing like that? And he said, well, that was warfare. And I said, oh, well, that's good. I said, did anything else happen? And he said, well, yes. He said, a bunch of warrior angels came into the room, and they drove all the demons out. They went all the way out the back of the church. Well, he saw exactly the same thing I saw. And so I thought, oh, praise God, I'm not going crazy. So that was a real interesting encounter, because I saw the power of God being displayed through these warrior angels overcoming all of the works of the devil. And it was amazing. It was an amazing sight to see. Then a couple of days later, they asked me to go back to pray for this man who was dying of brain cancer. And he was about 75 years old, maybe, and he had had surgery. The doctor sent him home to die. They said, there's nothing more we can do for you. While we were praying for him, I saw big angel's wings come out and go around the man, you know, like he was hugging him. And I thought, whoa, what is that? And as I looked, again, on the right side of that angel, I saw a smaller angel. This angel was blowing fire into the man's head. I mean, it looked like a blowtorch of fire going from the angel into the man's head.
Mm, my.
And I thought, wait a minute, what is this? So I asked the guy, I said, are you experiencing anything right now? Do you feel anything? What's happening to you right now? And he said, oh, my head is hot. My head's burning up. My head's on fire. And I thought, well, duh. And then he said, I'm healed. And I thought, well, praise God. I said, now, I want you to go back to the doctor and have the doctor to confirm the healing. He said, well, I don't have to. I'm healed. I know I'm healed. He said, everything has changed in there. I can feel it. I know I'm healed. And I said, well, I believe you're healed too, but I still want you to go back to the doctor and have him confirm it. So finally, he agreed to. Well, just a couple of minutes later, both he and his wife prayed to receive Jesus Christ into their lives with tears streaming down their cheeks. It was a beautiful sight to see.
Okay. Now, he received this healing. He knew he was healed. And you asked him, would you like to make Jesus Lord of your life, become born again? And his response was, no. And you asked him a couple times, and his response was, no. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, that was really interesting because I said, would you like to receive Jesus right now into your heart and in your life? Because, see, the pastor, as we were walking back there, told me that this man and his wife didn't know the Lord. And so he looked up at me, and he said, no. And I said, what? I said, no? What do you mean, no? I said, after all God just did for you and you're rejecting him? And he said, no. He said, I don't want to have to go to this church. And I thought, what? What are you talking about? And he said, well, he thought that if he got saved in that church, if he gave his heart to the Lord in that church, that he would have to go to that church. Well, he had other family members that went there, and he didn't want to go there.
Oh, my.
And so I told him, I said, no. I said, we're not talking about religion. We're talking about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I said, you can receive him right here, right now, and you can go to whatever church you want to as long as it's a good Bible-believing church that believes in the miracles, the signs and wonders, the healings that are really moving in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so then he said, oh, okay, yeah, then. And so that's when he and his wife both prayed to receive the Lord. And it was just an absolutely beautiful sight to see.
Wow, wonderful.
But that was the first time I'd ever seen an angel involved in the healing process like that. And, of course, since that time, I've seen literally thousands of times where angels were involved and used by God in bringing healing to people.
There are those people that are listening today. They're saying, I want what Gary's teaching about. I must have that. Gary, could you pray for those people?
Yeah, I'd love to do that right now. You know, in 2 Kings chapter 6, Elisha's servant came up to Elisha and he said, you know, we're in big trouble. The enemy's come. They've surrounded the city. They're coming after us. They're going to kill us. And Elisha said, oh, you know, that's no big deal. He said, there's more with us than there are with them. And the servant, I can just imagine him scratching his head saying, what? What are you talking about? There's more with us than there are with them. He said, there's two of us. One and one is two. There's only two of us. There's thousands of the enemy. And then Elisha prayed a prayer. He said, oh, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he might see. And instantly the servant's eyes were open. He saw the chariots of fire, the armies of the Lord, the heavenly hosts. They were surrounding the enemy, far outnumbering the enemy. You see, they were there all the time. There were two people in the same circumstance saw it from two different perspectives.
Mm.
Elisha was full of faith and confidence because he saw beyond the natural physical realm into the supernatural realm of the spirit. The servant was full of fear. It's like, we're dead, it's all over, because he was looking at the natural circumstances. And I want to pray that prayer for every person that's listening right now. It's a very simple prayer. We've seen this impartation happen countless times all over the world as people begin to develop a deeper relationship with the Lord, having the eyes of their spirit open to see what God is doing, to see the ministry of angels. So I want to pray that prayer with you right now. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your sweet presence to come upon every person right now. Oh, Lord, I pray, open their eyes that they might see, that they might see beyond this natural physical world into the supernatural realm of the Spirit. God, that you'd remove the scales from their eyes. God, that they would begin to see you as you really are, a God of love, a God of compassion. And Father, I pray for a stirring up of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are resident within them. And Father, my desire is to see every person fulfill the call of God on their lives, to walk in the destiny that you have for them. And Father, I thank you that this is a big step in that direction. So Father, we ask it to be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. You can contact Dr. Rome or today's guest by logging on to www.globalairforce.net. Once again, the website is www.globalairforce.net.
All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding at K1.
I will follow.